Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
Talk about shopping all year long, and I love to encourage people to shop, but I also very much like, don't go over your budget. Don't bring debt into the new year, especially now with inflation, because debt's so expensive. So I think that, you know, overall consumers are going to be more conservative. They're going to shop more carefully, which is again, why I think we're seeing these early sales, because retailers are like, shop with me.
Welcome to Everyone's Talking Money podcast. I'm your host, Shauna Game. There's no judgment, no dumb questions, just smart conversations about you and your money. So come on in and grab a seat. Everyone is welcome here.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.
Have you ever found yourself on a cold, early November morning after waking from a turkey-induced tryptophan coma, standing outside the mall in your PJs or whatever you could grab at 4:30 in the morning, waiting for a store to open on Black Friday and thinking, is this really worth it? Well, I sure have, and although most of us do a majority of our shopping online these days, I had a puzzling question that I needed to find an answer for. Is Black Friday dead, or should we all still really care about this retail-related, made-up shopper's holiday the Friday after Thanksgiving? Our pod friend, resident shopping expert, and accomplished lifestyle journalist and TV commentator, Trey Boge, is here to answer this question and so many more for this special Black Friday shopping episode to kick off the holidays. We talk about what you can save the most on for Black Friday this year, how to financially survive the holidays with the rise of inflation, how to cultivate a healthy mindset when all the Black Friday shopping headlines try to lure you into spending even more money, is Cyber Monday still a thing, and so much more. I'll let Trey give you all the juicy Black Friday details. Buckle up and let's start talking and let's start shopping. Yeah, you know, we're talking about Black Friday and I've got a lot of questions, especially this year. And when I was thinking about, you know, how I wanted to kind of open things up here during our conversation, I thought, okay, here's the place I want to start, because the one thing I'm really kind of stuck on is, excuse the French, but why the F, like, why do we even still have Black Friday? Like, does this even matter anymore?
Yeah, why the F is the question. So yes, Black Friday still matters. You know, Black Friday, you may know it started, you know, decades ago. And I think it was in Pennsylvania, actually, as a way for businesses to kind of have an exciting sale day to get out of the black. Out of the red. Is it out of the red?
Out of the red. I think it's out of the red and into the black, right?
Yes, right. So out of the red.
It sounds counterintuitive, but yes.
Yes, I know. I always get confused and, you know, I shouldn't, of course. So out of, you know, businesses were trying to get out of the red by having these sales. And then it kind of picked up steam and more stores and more locations started having these sales events. And then, of course, you know, the height of it was, you know, customers trampling each other to get into Walmart on Black Friday. And now with online shopping, things have changed yet again, where we don't see those big crowds and the crush at the door necessarily, because a lot of people are doing their shopping online on Black Friday. But to ultimately answer your question is that Black Friday still does matter. It is a very important sale time for many, many businesses. However, it does look different in the sense that people are shopping online, like I said. But the other change is that retailers have also been kind of pushing shopping earlier and earlier. And this has been going on for the past 5, 6, 7 years, where we're starting to see these exciting sales events in early to mid-October now. And so Black Friday continues to be powerful, but maybe not as powerful now because of these early holiday shopping sales that we're seeing.
Yeah. And I'm thinking about that too. You know, I remember it wasn't even that long ago where there were, you know, news stories of people just like crushing each other to try and get in the store at some like obscene hour, to me at least, like, you know, 4 or 5 in the morning to try and get like the best deal. And so there was this real, like, to me, like a real differential around Black Friday, because it was this kind of in-person event where, you know, I think places had stuff online, of course, but it was really about the act of like going out and shopping. And now our shopping behavior has changed so much. I mean, I honestly don't go to a whole lot of stores to shop anymore. But, you know, also thinking about now, I've seen there be like a Black Friday sales in July, or, you know, they're really trying to like roll out this Black Friday thing multiple times of a year. So, you know, thinking about the Black Friday that obviously happens after Thanksgiving, you know, do we get the best deals at that time of the year? Or is it, you know, any of these other times of the year where we can actually really score a deal too?
Right. So, you know, I would say that we see these other kind of quote unquote Black Friday sales, like in July, like in October, it's a tool for retailers to generate excitement during slow periods. So July and October typically are pretty ho-hum times for retailers. And so they're trying to kind of drum up some excitement by using that Black Friday language, or like holiday in July, for example. And so that's to say that while Black Friday sales are often the best of the year in certain categories, you can also find other good deals at other times of the year now. And so July has actually become a very exciting time for shopping, primarily because of Amazon Prime Day, and then surrounding that, all the competitive deals that we see around Amazon Prime Day. And now we have this early October thing that's happening where we have Amazon's early access, their Prime early access sale. I'm just like wrapping my head around the name of the sale now. And Target has their deal days, which they had last year. Walmart has been a little bit quiet. They're talking about extended price protection and return policies, but I haven't seen like a big sale announcement from them, but I wouldn't be surprised to see one any day now. Overstock.com is having a big sale, or they just actually finished it up. And I think we'll see more in the next couple of weeks. Retailers will all be clamoring to kind of compete with each other to, you know, secure a few of our limited dollars, because ultimately what I'm seeing in terms of sales predictions, it's going to be really like not that exciting of a holiday shopping season from a financial perspective. And so retailers are really looking to take a piece of that pie before customers run out of money during this holiday shopping season.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, like specifically this year, thinking about inflation and just kind of everything that's happening in the world. It's also, I think, really interesting. Maybe you have some perspective on this too, because this is kind of the first year where we're sort of outside the COVID, you know, couple of years where people are shopping without masks or whatever. We're just kind of in that different phase. But really thinking about, you know, everybody's wallet feeling pinched this year, you know, what is going to happen with inflation? I mean, is it going to be that there are less and less people shopping? Does that change the amount of deals that are available? Or do you think people just don't really care? I mean, it's the holidays and that's what we do. We go shopping.
Yeah, so I think that the impression I'm getting is that consumers are going to be pretty conservative in their spending this year. You know, according to Deloitte, where they're predicting a jump of 4 to 6% this year over last year, where last year we were up 15.1%, which was just, you know, wow, massive, okay. Right? And very unusual. So, you know, this is a bit upsetting, I think, for retailers. And it also shows what our sentiment is as consumers, that we're kind of looking to chill a little bit. We're being very careful with our money, you know, and you can't help it really, because groceries are up 13.5% on average. And so, you know, that's a category where consumers can't do anything about that, right? Like you have to buy food for your family. And so that's, to me, where consumers will spend their money and then perhaps see what's left over for holiday shopping. I mean, I am also of the mind that I think we overshop over the holidays anyway. I don't and this is what I mean, I talk about shopping all year long and I love to encourage people to shop, but I also very much like, don't go over your budget. Don't bring debt into the new year, especially now with inflation, because debt's so expensive. So I think that, you know, overall, consumers are going to be more conservative. They're going to shop more carefully, which is, again, why I think we're seeing these early sales, because retailers are like, shop with me, you know, rather than my competitor is kind of the goal, ultimately.
So let's get in a little bit of the nitty gritty, because I know you always have some amazing ideas for brands and deals and those sorts of things. So if we're thinking of shopping this, let's go like specific Black Friday. And then I want to talk about Cyber Monday and kind of compare and contrast those. But specifically Black Friday, like what are we spending money on? And what are some of the ways, maybe some insider secret ways that we can save more money?
Sure. So Black Friday is really known for electronics in particular. And in my experience, over Black Friday is when you're going to save the most throughout the year on TVs, laptops, tablets, phones, you know, that whole genre of product. So, and especially anything that comes in a bundle. So like video game consoles with a couple games, like that kind of thing is what you want to wait until Black Friday for. And
can you get those deals like on these early Black Friday sales, or is this like specifically Black Friday?
I'm not expecting to see those deals now. So I'm expecting those deals to come on Black Friday itself. That's a category that I would recommend holding off on. So we're seeing some kind of unexpected sales right now in electronics because of overstock issues due to supply chain problems that we've been having through the pandemic. So retailers are sitting on kind of unexpected things. Like I'm seeing more sales on TVs right now than I would normally, but these aren't going to be sort of the best deals of the year. I think these are kind of ways to, you know, to incentivize consumers to shop now if they can. If you need a TV right now, like you can save a bit, you know, will you save as much as you would over Black Friday? I would say probably not. I'm also seeing a lot of casual clothing on clearance level discount because of all the orders that retailers placed sort of in the early days of the pandemic, right, okay. And all that stuff is here and nobody wants casual clothing anymore. So it's like, that's a bit of an issue. So for right now, if you're interested in what you should be looking for from these sales, you know, what I'm seeing are sales across multiple categories. So it's a little bit hard to really nail it down, like this is the thing I would buy. But, you know, again, the casual clothing, some TVs, some classic games, which is kind of interesting, classic toys and games, I would look at now. And then, you know, what I would also say is if you can kind of wrap your head around holiday shopping this early in the season, I would strongly suggest, and I've probably said this before on your show, make a list, get organized, have your recipients, general ideas, what you might spend per person so you can kind of stay on track. Because with this extended holiday shopping season, I think it's harder to stay organized and you could potentially go over budget because you start shopping now and then you shop over Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and then you do some more shopping in December. And that can kind of throw you off track if you're not organized and approaching this in a methodical way.
That's great advice. I love that because I think just from a mindset perspective, like having that list of who you're shopping for and how much you've spent or how much you have left to spend, I think it just all of those things keep you very focused. And when it comes to money, it's so important because it's so easy to just, especially on a sale, I know, right? This is the piece. This is how they work us, right? Is, you know, you see something on sale and it's like, well, I have to have that too. And before you know it, yeah, you're reaching for your credit cards and just all sorts of things happen. So, you know, I mean, I know this is true, but I would love to hear your input, right? I mean, retailers, like, they study the psychology, right, behind how to get us to shop.
100%. So it's really that sense of urgency that retailers create. And part of that is, you know, Amazon announces their sale and then Target announces theirs. And then we see another one from this one, another one from that one. And like, as a shopper, you're like, oh my God, I need to get on the ball. I need to start shopping right now. And meanwhile, like you've got like almost 90 days until Christmas. So it's like, okay, everybody slow down a little bit. And it's funny because even, you know, news networks have been coming to me and like using this language, like, is this the earliest we've ever started shopping in the history of shopping? And I'm like, no, like this has been going on for years. So it's just like, I'm kind of like, okay, dial it back for a second. You know, yes, this is still a story. Yes, this is still an important topic, but this is not like, we're not record breaking, you know, in terms of our early shopping, like we've done this before. So I would just suggest to consumers to just like, don't get caught up in this frenzy that retailers are trying to create. And to kind of go back to the shopping list again, you know, I love this idea because you could do this every year, like even in like the notes app on your phone, for example, and build a little chart and like go back because, your financial situation may have changed from last year to this year. So if you look at last year and say, okay, was I on budget? Yes. Is my financial situation the same? Yes. Okay, I'm good to go, like with how I did last year. But if you lost your job this year, or if you have a new job and you're making more money, like you should make tweaks accordingly to that holiday shopping budget. And also my hope is that you've saved a little bit for holiday shopping along the way. So it's not like this, you know, financial bottleneck from October through December. So I think that list is really important for that reason too, just to reflect back on last year and like, and do maybe do better this year and not bring debt into the new year also, because with inflation, debt's so expensive. And so we really need to be careful. If you're on a tight budget and you went over budget last year, like try to do differently this year. And that might be not getting caught up in this early holiday shopping frenzy as a part of it.
Yeah, I really like this, that we're emphasizing this. I do something where I take just kind of an average amount of how much we've spent every year on the holidays. And then we actually, starting in January, set aside a small amount every single month to make sure that we have that bucket of money set aside when, you know, we want to start holiday shopping. And you're a shopping expert. So like, do you have any you know, tricks or tips of what you do personally for your own spending?
So the approach that you're taking is the exact approach that I would recommend. I mean, it's kind of like the old school Christmas club, which I don't understand why they're not really a thing anymore. I mean, some of the like some local banks have them, but you can't really find a Christmas club these days. And I'm just like, this is the best way not to go over budget. You know, and I will say, you know, I have a really unusual position because I shop for a living. And so I write gift guides every month and many over the holiday shopping season. So I don't buy a lot for the holidays because I'm shopping for everyone on my list, like as I'm writing these pieces. And so these products are arriving to my house. So I, you know, people who receive,
you're privileged.
Yeah.
Yes.
They know, like they're like, oh, Trey probably didn't buy that, but I don't care, 'cause it's awesome. You know? So yeah, I have a very, very privileged situation on my end, but if I were to be shopping, like a regular shopper, like everyone else out there, I would absolutely do what you're doing. So I love your plan.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress toward your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use EarnIn in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make EarnIn a part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download EarnIn today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance.
How do you come, you know, to even like find the information to put in a gift guide? Like, how do you compile that?
So it's many years of connecting with brands and publicists. And so I have a list of maybe 2,500 contacts that I send a newsletter out to every month to let them know, like, these are the stories I'm working on. And so now, like, and this has taken me years to get to this point. So when I send this email out, I get hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pitches. And then I have to kind of go through them and, you know, I'm looking for certain things. I'm looking for things under 50, like, or under 100, or things like I'm writing right now, a story on personalized gifts, because they take longer to make. And so, like, I'm testing all of this stuff, and I'm very serious about that. So I'm testing custom made jewelry. I'm testing custom made pajamas, like hats, jeans, boots, like literally anything that you can have customized, I'm doing it. And it's, I mean, a great deal of fun. But that's how I find the things that I include in my gift guides. And I really try not to repeat. So I'm always looking for new things, new brands. And I talk to a lot of small brands too, who don't have publicists, because, you know, I want to help them grow as well. But I take this very seriously. And it's funny, because I've worked with some editors in the past who were like, why do you have to try everything? I'm like, what? Like, I'm not going to go on Amazon and look at reviews that could have been bought for all I know. Like, I want to actually taste the chocolate. I want to try on the pants. Like, I want to do that stuff so I know that it's real and it's good. And then I can feel comfortable writing about it.
So anybody listening, right, we can have access to these gift guides so that we can actually, you know, buy products, right?
Yeah. So you can always go to my website at truetray.com. I have all my gift guides there and I keep them all from all the years past as well. And then, you know, those articles syndicate to MSN. And then I feature a lot of these products on my Instagram. And I would say, to be a little bit promotional for just a second, if you'll
yes, allow please. Me. Yeah. Tell us some of your faves.
Yeah. So, well, so my Instagram at truetray is like a place where you can go almost every day and with savings tips. I'm constantly sharing stuff that's very timely, like what we're talking about right now. So it's like, if anyone's looking for kind of ongoing stuff, I hope that you'll check that out. Cause I'm doing like reels and I'm doing little videos and all sorts of stuff, but always very relevant and timely to what's happening right now and what shoppers might be thinking about.
Yeah. So tell us, like, if you can indulge us, like, do you have any favorites on your gift guide coming up?
So the personalized one, I'm going to backtrack a little bit. I just wrote an article about my favorite kind of just because gifts. And that's a post that you can find on truetray.com. And there are so many gifts that you could, like, for any occasion that just pops up. There's so many, like, there's one just like popping into my mind, Knack, which is KNACK. They are one of my very favorite sites for just like an anytime gift, because they have gifts that you can create yourself into a beautiful gift box, or they have like, you know, already assembled gift boxes. Their packaging is amazing and they personalize each box for the recipient. So it's a very cool, very personalized way to give a gift, but they make it so easy. And then maybe the other one that I'm just like popping into my mind right now is one called Bake Me a Wish, which is a New York based bakery. And they do baked goods for like literally any occasion. They can be customized and they have like any flavor, any size. They have cookies, they have cakes, they have pies. And it's just like a really good gifting site in general. And the baked goods are really, really, really tasty. I can attest to that. So those are two of my favorites off the top of my head. But that's like, I feel like a really useful list of like, oh crap, I just forgot someone's birthday. Or like, oh, someone did something really kind for me. I want to thank them and send them a little something. It's like kind of that gift guide where, you know, it's just like in those moments where you're like, oh my God, I don't know what to get this person. Like, hopefully I've found something for everyone within that gift guide. And then coming up, I'll have lots of holiday related gift guides as well, probably starting early November.
I love that because I feel like we're always looking for some unusual or original gift to give. So it's always great to have those ideas. And I want to talk a little bit about Cyber Monday. So kind of going back to like the first question that I asked you, you know, thinking about, you know, why does Cyber Monday exist? And is it even relevant? Like, does Black Friday just bleed into Cyber Monday, or are those two totally separate things?
So this is a great question. So I don't feel like Cyber Monday is nearly as relevant as it was in the first few years when it came out, because Black Friday and Cyber Monday were different. So Black Friday was in store, Cyber Monday was online. And so they felt very different. Now I kind of feel like, you know, it's like 4 days of savings, right? It's like Black Friday through the weekend, through Cyber Monday. A lot of the deals are the same. A lot of the deals are both online and in store. So to me, it's more just like a little like nugget of time where you can save a lot. The one difference that I would say is that on Black Friday, the sales can tend to lean more specific to like one item in like, say, in a collection, for example, like this sweater. But on Cyber Monday, because, you know, it originated online and it just has kind of a slightly different feel, the difference would be, you know, if Black Friday one sweater styles on sale from a like J. Crew, for example, on Cyber Monday, like all sweaters might be on sale. So that to me is like the difference that I've seen. And then the other thing that I would say is on Cyber Monday, you know, for retailers that are a little bit more nimble, smaller retailers in particular, if they didn't have a great Black Friday, they can kind of ramp things up on Cyber Monday. So you might see some kind of unexpected surprise sales, or like Black Friday is extended through these days, you know, to kind of, so they can kind of continue to generate more income during the sale period. So that's the main difference. But I would say, like, if you're looking to shop through that time period, like start on Black Friday and then just know that you have like 4 days to like get your shopping done.
I like, okay. So we're just like kind of using terminology now, but it's all kind of bleeding into each other. And so, okay, we go through that like 4 day sale period. And let's say that, you know, Christmas is still, if we're buying for Christmas, it's still, you know, about, I don't know, 25, 26 days, somewhere in that neck of the woods away from that period of time. Are there any deals still to be had when we get into December? Or should we really look at these like 4 days in November and say, okay, like this is our peak shopping time for the deals?
Mm-hmm. So I feel like Black Friday through Cyber Monday is a little bit of a peak for certain things. So for electronics, for beauty, and I'm trying to think of the other category. I mean, and sort of end of fall apparel, you'll see through Black Friday, like Black Friday through Cyber Monday, and then like Apple deals, for example. And of course, that falls into electronics, but like that stands out because Apple doesn't have a lot of deals throughout the year. So that's kind of the sweet spot for those things. For December, I often recommend that people shop for sort of the hot toys on their list, and winter apparel, furniture. Those categories tend to be a bit more deeply discounted in December. And then as Christmas or Hanukkah approach, you can start to see more clearance level deals on holiday themed things as retailers are like, oh crap, I have to get rid of all these gift boxes. Like you'll start seeing that happening. So that's kind of how I suggest people shop. It's like, look at those categories for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and then the other ones for early December. And then, you know, that you'll find some good savings for those holiday themed things as Christmas approaches. But what I would say also is that, you know, speaking of hot toys in particular, like you'll start seeing, I think we've seen Walmart's, but I don't know if anybody else has theirs out yet. Maybe Amazon does. Not covering toys so much anymore. It's just like too much. but I would say that like if a child on your list is asking for XYZ toy and XYZ color, and it's on some of those hot toy lists, you may just want to get it now. And don't try to save a lot on it because the savings won't be there. But like those things could sell out. And so that's one thing that I would maybe just jump on and sort of sacrifice a sale, because if you wait too long and then you can't get it and then you've got a child who's upset. And of course, there's a great lesson there when you say to them, you can't always get what you want, but that's a whole other podcast. but that's one thing I would kind of get a jump on. And of course, like if like Nintendo is launching a new console and everybody's going to want it, like you don't necessarily want to wait until Black Friday for it, because then you might just be out of luck for 6 months or whatever.
When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of the Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to the Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
And I want to talk a little bit about a lot of these buy now, pay later services that are available. I actually really like them. I like using them personally because I don't like giving a retailer like all my money at once if I don't have to. But I'm also a big advocate of you got to make sure that you create a note or you have some sort of information around how many payments you have to make sure you actually make those payments and you're not in a situation where you're like, oh shit, I've got $300 worth of payments due and I can't make those payments. So of course it's, you know, shopping responsibly, but curious what your thoughts are. You know, are companies now like really leaning into these buy now, pay later, or are they kind of seeing them maybe more of like a disaster zone for shopping?
It's so funny because I like them also. And I've seen so many financial experts say, you know, like, oh, watch out, it's terrible. And I'm like, what's terrible about being able to spread a purchase across 3 to 4 payments? Like, obviously it's terrible if you don't stick to the payment schedule, like you said, but if you're responsible and you take it seriously, why not? It's so much better exactly. than putting it on a credit card and carrying that balance from month to month to month, right? So buy now, pay later for me, I'm a huge fan. I do see more retailers kind of adopting it. I think it's become kind of the like a standard thing at checkout online with especially larger retailers. Pretty much everyone has it, has a service of some kind. I would just say, you know, read the fine print, be really clear that you understand, like, is this 3 months? Do I have 4 months? Like, what is it? And then just stick to that schedule. And, you know, it's kind of like a modern layaway. And I love it. I just think, I don't know why there are so many haters for buy now, pay later.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I'm so happy you're in agreement because it's 0% interest. And, you know, we bought some patio furniture a couple of months ago, and it was a fairly large expense. And we were able to extend it over, I believe it was like 8 or 9 months of payments with zero interest. And I just thought, well, of course, like, why would I not do this? This is fantastic. So I agree with you. There are a lot of haters out there, and I don't really understand it. But You said something that really kind of tripped something in my brain. And I'm thinking about, you know, sometimes when I would go, like the very few times that I actually go out to a store and I'm shopping at the store, and I realize, like, okay, I want to buy these items, but maybe there isn't such a great sale in store, but I know there probably is one online, and online I could probably do the buy now, pay later, which I can't really do in the store. So, you know, I'm thinking about this, like, specifically for the Black Friday holiday shopping. Do you find that sometimes there are better deals in store and maybe you can use some of these buy now, pay later, whatever it might be, online versus in store?
So buy now, pay later is also available in store, but I think it's important to talk about the fact that you're standing in a checkout line with a bunch of people behind you. You don't necessarily have time to read the fine print, right? So, like, if you've used it before, say it's Affirm, for example, and you've used it before and you're kind of familiar with what the terms are, like, yes, I think it's fine to do it at checkout in a store. But I would strongly suggest that if people are interested in buy now, pay later, to make that purchase online so they can take the time to read the terms and be really comfortable with what those terms are. And then to answer your other question about sales being online and in store. So in general, these days, retailers offer very similar, if not the same, pricing, both online and in store, to create what they call an omni-channel shopping experience. So that allows the shopper to shop in the way that they're the most comfortable. So generally, that's the case. But, you know, a lot of larger retailers, like, you know, Target's kind of talking about this a lot, where they offer their price protection. You know, if you buy something in store and you happen to see it on their site less, you know, a month later, for example, you can ask for a refund. And that's kind of what's nice about this early holiday shopping season is, you know, a lot of the larger retailers are offering price protection. So you can go back and be like, hey, I saw this was on sale and, you know, I'd like to, you know, get a refund for the difference. You know, it's an extra step and it's a little bit of a hassle, but, like, that's there. We're seeing extended return policies as well, where even if you buy something like in early October, for example, your recipient can return it sort of well into January. And so that's nice to see too, because I think that if you were going to shop early and then your recipient couldn't return the gift, then you're kind of like in trouble there. But I do typically see the same deals across both places, but it's important to note, especially with these overstocks, like we were talking about a few minutes ago, is that what you might find is, when you're in store, you'll see like a sale on something and maybe there are two colors or limited sizing. But then if you go online, you might find that same pricing online, but with way more colors and way more sizing. So because of the sort of the limitations of brick and mortar in terms of square footage, sometimes in store is more limited, which is another reason why, like, I love to shop online, just because you have like just a broader selection. And then I find it easier to compare prices online. I find it easier to use browser extensions. And we've talked about that before with using coupon sites. I think it's just easier to try to save and find those extra little savings opportunities online versus in store.
So, as always, we've talked about so much good stuff, Trey. I love this. It always inspires me to, like, get out and find good deals and shop smarter. But kind of putting everything in perspective, like, if you were just to sum up, you know, how do we survive the holidays financially and really make really smart shopping decisions? Like, what are maybe one or two tips that you would give us, kind of in summation of how to think about shopping this holiday season?
Sure. So we talked about the shopping list. I would say start there, make your list, recipients, gift ideas, a budget for each, and then, you know, just sort of look for sales, you know, pay attention to those emails that you're getting from your favorite retailers, and shop along the way. I would also say that if you're shopping online, to make sure that you have at least one browser extension installed, like Coupon Cabin or Slick Deals or Rakuten, or have a couple of them. So that way you can find additional savings opportunities like cash back on top of a sale that a retailer's having, or an additional coupon you can apply at checkout. That's a good way to just sort of, you know, save very easily along the way. I would also say, and we didn't talk so much about credit cards, but if you are going to be shopping with your credit cards, make sure you're shopping with the credit card that has the best kind of savings potential, like a credit card that's going to give you 2% cash back on your purchase or some kind of benefit. Also I will say that if you're carrying a lot of credit card debt, I would say like put the credit cards away and shop with your debit card or in cash this holiday shopping season. So that's kind of what my approach would be for holiday shopping in general. And then kind of the last thing I would say is don't worry about what other people are spending or giving. Buy within your means. Like if you have an aunt who is very generous and she gives you very extravagant gifts, you do not have to respond in kind. You know, if you're well off and you want to, then yes. But if you're on a budget, give her something that you can afford, not something that's sort of commensurate with what she's been giving you.
So the moral of the story is Black Friday isn't dead, but we can all certainly steal a tip or two from Trey and just shop smarter this holiday season. I am in a desperate need of a new laptop for the show, so I'm for sure going to be using Trey's tips on all those browser shopping extensions so that I can find the best deal. Trey has so many amazing shopping tips over at her site, truetrey.com, where you'll find shopping guides and tips and so many other things that she talked about on this episode. You can also find her on Instagram at truetrey for shopping tips on a daily basis. If you enjoyed this episode, yeah, go ahead, share with a few friends right now. Let them in on the Black Friday fun. As always, you can head to the show notes for all the links to our episode guests. And I will see you back here in a few days for a brand new episode.
Whatever you're saving up for, a CD from Sandy Spring Bank lets you grow your savings at a guaranteed rate. Right now, earn interest at 4.5% APY on an 8-month CD special or 4.25% APY on a 14-month CD special. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com/CD specials. Minimum opening deposit to earn the annual percentage yield is $500 for the 8-month CD special and $2,500 for the 14-month CD special. Member FDIC.